flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Do you want Stephon Diggs back on this team next season? 713-572-4610. That's the question that a lot of people are asking, and I mean have been asking for a little bit as you tried to, you know, you begin turning the page on this previous season and starting to look at how this team, you know, gets gears up and goes to contend next year. Obviously, wide receiver is a very offense in general is a very a big place of concern for this team. It was disappointing this year. In fact, we'll talk more about that. And I think Jonathan Alexander wrote a really interesting piece about, you know, some of the reasons why this team did not live up to the hype that they had. And I know that he'll also join the drive at 2. So a good way to examine some of those. But when it comes to fixing this offense, being able to pass the ball in a better way will be helpful. And honestly, just having the wide receivers necessary. Obviously, Stephon Diggs got injured. What was that? Week 10 was that? Again, I'll have to go double check because as soon as I went to say it, it left my brain. But then you also lose Tank Dell in week 16 to an ACL and MCL injury, plus a dislocated knee as well. And that is actually going to take Tank Dell out of the running for likely a majority of next season, maybe all of next season. And so you look at it, Nico Collins, he's set. He's there. You know he's going to be there. He is going to deliver as well because he's that level of player. Who else do you have? And so you need to start having, this offseason, wide receiver is a need of sorts. And the question is Stephon Diggs, with the familiarity that he has with this offense, with this roster, is, you know, also the way that he came in and he was a leader, he was a, you know, a teacher and a helper in that room. Is that the guy, right guy to return, especially as a dude who's a little bit older playing football and coming off of a major injury?
Well, obviously we all need more information on this. You know,
sure.
Like what's the price going to be?
I'm glad you used that word.
What's the price going to be? What are some of the other things that are going to affect the offense? Who's the coordinator going to be? I mean,
that's a great question that you have to get in line.
By the way, I the clock is ticking, man. Like they need to make a decision on this today, tomorrow.
Well, I mean, D'Amico Ryan's on his press conference on Monday. He came in and was like, we won't take a week.
Which was weird to begin with, as we've mentioned. But back to Stephon. I mean, you need some more information. But without that information, I think for me, I don't know where you guys stand. We didn't even talk about this in advance, in terms of where we stood. Yes, I think you need Stephon Diggs. You've got the guy in Nico Collins. I don't know what you have still. And if you don't know by now on John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson, maybe that's the answer.
Well, I do know that you need a guy. Like, because as of right
that's
now,
that's why you need Stephon.
You need another wide receiver, even if you probably need two receivers. This is a modern NFL where you need kind of three wide receivers you can depend on. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe the question I ask you there is, how do you feel about Xavier Hutchinson or Metchie even being a third wide receiver starting a year, understanding that injuries happen and such?
I don't know, and I think that's the answer.
Okay, so.
Do you?
I don't know as well.
Yeah.
And so it feels like, all right, probably need two wide receivers, but do you also, if you're trying to fill out a wide receiver room, do you also then go with a situation where you have a free agent and you draft one? Because I know on the text line, I asked you, do you want him? 832, they'd bring Diggs back if the price was right, do not overpay. From another 832, I don't know if I want to pay him, but I do wish he could be here to rehab if he wanted to be. And then finally, our Ocho came in with he doesn't definitively does not want Diggs back. He wants them to draft Matthew Golden from Texas.
And he ain't want Diggs from the beginning.
That's right. That's right. That's probably not the fairest way to go. But like, yeah, man, I did a little bit because, yeah, you're right. There are some contextual things to it. One of the reasons why it might be advantageous to bring Stephon Diggs back is because you're looking at a $16 million cap hit mm-hmm. on him next year, even with him not being on your team because of the restructure that you did and the ways right. that you, you know, made last year a final year of his contract form. And the void year that you had on the backside of that for 2025 mm-hmm. cost you that much. And don't get me out here to line. I'm no capologist, but you might be able to maneuver and, you know, massage some of that cap hit if you were able to bring him back and sign him to another contract, especially if that market is depressed a little bit coming off of an injury. So, like, when it comes down to, you might be able to save yourself some money that way. But, of course, saving yourself some money probably should not be the tip of the spear on your decision-making on whether or not he returns to this team.
No, right? and it also depends on what you're, not just saving money, but what you're willing to spend. And you look at T. Higgins, who's been talked about a lot here, and maybe that's what Joe Mixon has been mentioning. You know, Nick's got something up his sleeve.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense because, one, yeah. Joe Mixon played with T. Higgins. Like, he talked about him being a great recruiter. Like, maybe that was the hint that he was winking mm-hmm. and nodding.
I don't think that's it, but it could be.
Yeah, and I just wanted to lay out the situation as to why, how that would make sense, if possible, that, hey, he's looking at it and going, wink, I have this connection to this prominent, probably the top wide receiver, definitely free agent, maybe the top free agent out there, maybe if you look at quarterback and the value there.
I think this year, probably, right?
But, yeah, T. Higgins is going to be out there. Is that something that obviously interests you? But then that's when you start talking about the money.
That's when you start talking about money. Right now, according to SpotRac, T. Higgins' market value is 4 years, $100 million. On the other hand, Stephon Diggs' market value, 1 year, $13.5 million. You know, age comes into play. You know, he was effective, and I thought he, for a good long stretch, he was really good. A lot of catches, but maybe not the explosive catches that, you know, you might want from Stephon Diggs. But still, you got the veteran presence. You got a guy that has got a great relationship, seemingly, with C.J. Stroud. Familiarity with the offense. Again, is it still going to be the same offense? I mean, that's a big factor right here with who you're bringing back. But if you're asking me, do I want Stephon Diggs back with that being the backdrop, T. Higgins is a possibility at $100 million in 4 years versus Stephon Diggs, 1 year at 13.5. I think give me Stephon Diggs. T. Higgins, obviously, explosive player, had a great year. But I think I'd rather, with Nico Collins on the team, I'd rather have Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the money of it, I think some more context here. I think as of right now, the projected cap space that you'll have is what, $3.5 million. You're like you need there's some working to be done about figuring out the cap situation for you in the upcoming year. Plus, don't forget, you got three offensive linemen that make over $14 million, and all three of them are ones that have come whose names have come up as possibly, hey, are these places that you need to adjust or change in order to make this offense better. So, like, I think that there's a lot of money situations, and I do wonder how readily available the cash will be after a season, offseason, where you spent a lot of money last offseason in free agency. I wonder, can you double up and do that? Or are you going to have to play a lot of kick can? And I say kick can and a whole bunch of restructures to push more money into the future, which, I guess, to be fair, if you are in a mood to play kick can, this is the type of mood. You do that, and you push money forward when you're looking to contend, and this is that time for the Texans. So, okay, we lay out that portion of it, so the money portion of it. I think also, as more people talk about whether or not they would like Diggs, Diggs would be a great possession receiver, way better than Robert Woods. They said they would trade Mechie for a third or fourth round pick in order to do that. I don't know exactly
who giving up
you,
a
you
how
ain't getting,
that
you
is,
ain't getting a third
to be
round
completely
pick.
Honest. But another part of this, and the part that I tried to highlight, but I want to circle back around to, is, again, he's a little bit older in wide receiver terms. He's 31, right? He will be 32. Coming off of an ACL injury, and what is reasonable to expect for that guy, especially if you're asking him to be a number two receiver coming off of that injury. And so in order to try and do that, I did a little mini research project, and I went maybe the last decade. I tried to find players of a certain age and a certain caliber of player in order to see what they did before their injury, what they did in the injury season, provided that it was long enough, and then what they did afterwards to see, at the very least, if there was a drop-off. And I kind of did this. My methodology here was to try and find, like, was there consistency in, like, catch percentage and success percentage? Success percentage, obviously speaking to, you know, did they have successful plays? But then also, did they still have a decent amount of volume? What were the yards per target? Like, seeing if, were they still similarly able to kind of get those yards down the field? And then were they able to have just the general heft, yards per game? I'm not going to read off the numbers, but some of the guys that I was looking at, Mike Williams recently, 2023, he had an ACL injury at the age of 29. He had a decrease after the injury in catch percentage, decrease in success percentage, a large decrease in yards per game. So that feels like, and I mean, anecdotally, Mike Williams of the Chargers, and actually he went up to New York. It felt like there was just a clear downgrade in his play. Robert Woods comes up, and I don't know if you feel like, all right, Robert Woods isn't of the same caliber, but he's been a third 1,000-yard receiver in his career. He had an ACL injury in 21 at the age of 29. He had a decrease over all of those things. Odell Beckham Jr., do I even have to read off the numbers? Very prominently what happened with him in being less effective. Emmanuel Sanders is an interesting one because he was in 2018 is when he had his ACL injury at the age of 31, and he kind of got better. Now, he had a down year the year prior to him, and he was really good in that season. It was like a career year in that season that he ultimately got hurt. So there was a downtick from that season, but that's the seasons after his age 32 and 33 seasons were actually better than the seasons that he had before. Maybe that's an anomaly, I don't know. Demaryius Thomas also kind of got better in that situation. Julian Edelman at the age of 31 had his injury. He also kind of got better. Now, that's New England. How do you view that? And Jordy Nelson, interestingly enough, he had a step back, but then also bounced back in years prior.
Yeah.
And so I think I got a little bit of mixed signals there, but all of that seemed to point to, especially as you know, within the last decade, as medicine continues to project forward, it feels like ACL injuries, especially for players of that high caliber, you can bounce back from that and be some level of facsimile, some closeness to what you were prior in those next years. And next years might be a little bit too much because you need him this upcoming year. But I feel like you can still get, especially for a possession receiver like Stephon Diggs, somebody who wasn't as predicated on speed, I think you can still get the same level and the same heft of talent, of play from him coming off the injury at age 32.
In a weird way, you kind of sold me on Stephon Diggs, because you don't need him to be the explosive number one anymore, and he will come cheaper. He knows with the ACL and the age that 13.5 is probably very accurate that SpotRac projects if you sign him. That's a bargain for a veteran that is comfortable here, and you would expect maybe not the, you know, improved and explosive numbers, but do you really need improved and explosive numbers from that position? Also got me thinking about something else real quick.
What's that?
Tank Dell. Like, that's an ACL that you're talking about. He had a complete blowout.
ACL, MCL, dislocation.
What can we possibly expect from him when he comes back?
Now that's where you start talking about drafting the receiver.
Yes. It's not just about Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson and can you improve there. You got to start thinking very seriously.
You got to revamp this whole wide receiver.
Will you ever get, because Tank Dell is all about cuts and routes and speed.
Right. I think that the routes and the cuts can still be there. The speed is the thing that I worry about. And I guess let me ask this as a question. How much do you think Tank Dell's game is predicated on speed versus being like a technician? Because I know that there's some speed in there. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not trying to say that it's nothing.
No, he is a great route runner.
He's a pretty damn good route runner. Mm-hmm. I still think there's probably room for improvement, but he's also, in year two, three, right? So, yeah, man. And then here's the thing about, I think if you bring in certain free agents, like let's say that T. Higgins is the name, I still think you probably need to draft into this wide receiver.
Oh, I think so.
Think about it. You're not signing T. Higgins to a short deal.
No.
So then you would have three wide receivers on relatively long-term deals between Nico Collins, T. Higgins, and a rookie. And then where is the space for Tank Dell? Where I think that Stephon Diggs can be, again, a relatively short-term, maybe 1-2 year, where if you draft a rookie, that does not prohibit a reintegration from Tank Dell if he comes back, especially at the level that you hope that he comes back at, to still be a part and parcel of it. I actually think that Stephon Diggs is probably a good bridge. Mm-hmm. But I also think that it can't just be that. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can just be that and then an expectation of Metchie and Hutchinson. I think that you probably do need a rookie, maybe like Matthew Golden. Ocho, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you campaigning. But I do think that they still need that. But I was really, and honestly, I've been saying to myself, coming off of an injury at an advanced age, what can you expect? And I was kind of emboldened. Of course, this is not the super research project that's going to tell you everything. Mm-hmm. Like, but with a cursory look at some of the guys that have of a certain caliber, some of the guys that you know have been really good at wide receiver, dealing with an ACL and coming back from it, especially at age 29, 30, 31, you've seen guys been able to come back and give you a close facsimile of what you've gotten.
In the case of Stephon Diggs.
I think so.
But you know, talking about that ACL, I'm like, oh boy. You know, because we don't even know when, Tank Dell's going to come back. Probably at best mid-season next year, at best.
That's absolute best, and I'm
not banking on that.
I would probably miss the entire season. And then when he comes back, he's, as you've put it, every L.
It's going to be a whole different room in there.
Every L that you have in your leg, he tore. And he's about cuts and precision and technique, as you put it. That's what I'm thinking about. You need to draft a wide receiver, man. And we never thought.
Yeah, they definitely need to draft a wide receiver not to replace Tank Dell, but to take his place for this moment right now.
Yeah.
But outside of like Stephon Diggs, I was thinking, like, to me, if I had a choice, I would really consider DeAndre Hopkins because I feel like that's somebody that's kind of up there that you don't need him to be the number one.
Hey, he's
and
working
like
on
that.
A ring, man.
Yeah, he's working on a ring, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind coming back here.
Yeah,
and, I mean, fair things coming on the text line. Again, this is just from the outside looking in. The Texans will have a much better idea of medicals, I imagine, that will inform their decisions. And, of course, Stephon Diggs' willingness. I imagine that he seemed to enjoy his time here, seemed to bond well. That was the big issue. I know somebody was saying, wasn't there already a drop-off with Stephon Diggs? I think that was more a usage thing in Buffalo and a clashing of personality or what have you, if you want to call it that. It seems like he still plays at a high level, and we saw that here. But people are bringing up the idea of, okay, some of the guys I was talking about, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, who were able to maintain some of their play in years after the injury. Peyton Manning might have been the common denominator there. A fair shout. But, yeah, man, I still, just looking at it, I would be willing and open. Now, is that the ultimate way that they go? I don't know. And there's still a lot of things to consider, like who is out there. Is T. Higgins willing, and is that a clear upgrade that you then can't afford to pass up? I don't know. But I think, just interestingly enough, I think that I'm very much open to Stephon Diggs being on this team again, and that being one of the steps that you take in order of rehabbing this, I guess, unintended pun there, rehabbing this wide receiving core for the next year.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, it's about time for us to do our lunchtime confessions, and we'll give those to you next on Sports Radio 610.